Greetings, everybody. That's right. Thanks so much. It's the good stuff, and we're pretty excited to be here.
We are excited, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board is excited to bring you to Valentine. Well, yeah, I might have to bring yourself, but check it out at visitvalentine.com for a Niobrara River trip. Or Bull Bash is coming up February 14th, and it's Valentine's Day with the ping pong ball drop and some prizes, everything there. Check that out at bullbash.net. But visitvalentine.com is where you start planning this year's vacation.
Indeed. And let's talk a little about Tri-State Livestock News. They are your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the commercial cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
What do we got going on for the good stuff today, Kim? Do you have something lined up?
I have a piece called A Year of Time.
Sounds like we should do that.
Well, it's kind of a little reflective, a little forward thinking, and it's January, so why not? This is by Stephen B. Cloud. Though even thinking on the subject of time may prove discomforting, it's not a bad idea, especially right where we're at the beginning of the year. As we look into 2026, we look at a block at a time. We see 12 months, 52 weeks, 365 days, 8,760 hours, 525,600 minutes, 31,536,000 seconds. And all is a gift from God. We have done nothing to deserve it, earn it, or purchase it. Like the air we breathe, time comes to us as a part of life. The gift of time is not ours alone. It is given equally to all of us. Rich, poor, educated, ignorant, strong, and weak, every man, woman, and child has the same 24 hours every day. Another important thing about time is that you can't stop it. There is no way to slow it down, turn it off, or adjust it. Time marches on, and you cannot bring back time. Once it's gone, it's gone. Yesterday's lost forever. If yesterday is lost, tomorrow is uncertain. We may look ahead at a full year's block of time, but we really have no guarantee that we will experience any of it. Obviously, time is one of our most precious possessions. We can waste it, we can worry over it, we can spend it on ourselves. The new year is full of time. As the seconds tick away, are you tossing time out the window? Or will you make every minute count?
Well, if you want to make every minute count, you need to be planning on going to the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo this weekend through the next week. They got great events like the Tanner Usre concert and Kenny Fielder on February 6th, Rob Langdon on February 7th, the Cinch Trade Show with over 400 booths, Western Art Show and Sale go on the 30th through the 7th, and don't forget, it all starts Friday night, January 30th at 7 o'clock, Rope Ride and Slide at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
Always a great time. Hey, and guess what? Everyone from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota says, Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values that are our Western heritage.
So you have to know a little bit about world politics for this next little short
story.
Oh,
is there a quiz in this?
No, but you kind of got to know.
It'll help. Okay.
So anyway, somebody sent this out, said, this is by far the best joke I've read in a while. Defense Secretary, in a briefing to President Trump, said, sir, there's been a major terrorist attack in Chennai, India, and 36 civilians have been killed. Trump is silent. His lips quiver. His hands shiver. His eyes well up. He's unable to speak. Defense Secretary is stunned. He never imagined that this event could affect him so badly. After a few minutes, in a trembling voice, Trump asks, so, how many millions are there in a tamillion? All right. You got to know a little bit about some politics to get that one figured
and
out. Okay. You better wrap it up. Dig me out of the hole.
I guess so. Well, I better not close with this. I'll have to save that one for another program. Sometimes I talk to myself. Then we both laugh and laugh.
There, I say, if you talk to yourself, that's all right. If you answer yourself, then you got to start thinking about it.
That's right. Being 20 in the 70s was more fun than being 70 in the 20s.
Well, I can vouch for that. We're not in the 70s yet, but.
Well, no, you were in the 70s. You were 20 in the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah, and now you're, well, you're not 70, but you're.
No, I was a little under 20s.
Yeah, we're a little young for that, but we get what they're saying.
We get it.
Yeah,
you'll get the drift. And if you stick around, you'll get the drift of a lot of other things here on The Good Stuff.